Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump has announced an agreement that should benefit Medicare recipients who rely on insulin. As NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports, seniors on Medicare will have the option of signing up for plans that limit those copayments to just $35 a month.
The new options are slated to be available at the start of next year. President Trump says the cap on insulin costs is a big win for older Americans.
We brought all the parties to the table, insurers, manufacturers, and other key players, and reached an agreement to deliver insulin at stable and drastically lower out-of-pocket costs for our seniors.
Trump administration officials have said they hope to be able to negotiate similar deals for other drugs in the future. The move to cap drug costs for seniors comes as some polls have shown Trump's support slipping with that age group. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
President Trump has various warnings for the nation's governors. He says he'll override any governor who feels is unfairly keeping operations closed during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president says religious and secular gatherings should be treated equally. Trump has sided with church leaders who resisted stay-at-home orders. California's governor says churches in his state may resume services with smaller numbers of congregants and that all of them must wear masks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will likely be another coronavirus relief bill coming from Congress. WEKU's Stu Johnson reports on McConnell's remarks at a couple of Kentucky hospitals he visited Tuesday to tout federal support for frontline caregivers.
Senator McConnell says all governors, regardless of political party, would like to see additional assistance. He calls funding for states a possibility, and he understands local governments have experienced major revenue losses.
It is a concern, and the $3 trillion we've added to the national debt is a concern as well. And so these are challenging times, both for state and local government and for the federal government.
McConnell says the next relief bill will be narrowly focused and include liability protection for businesses, adding the economy won't fare well if companies face an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.
Protesters gathered in Minneapolis late Monday to condemn the police killing of an unarmed black man. The protest was held at the street corner where George Floyd lost consciousness Monday as a white officer's knee pressed against his neck and three other officers looked on. Floyd's roommate Alvin Manigo says he's not buying claims that Floyd resisted arrest.
He wouldn't resist arrest. You know, that's just out of, you know, his character lets you know. I just don't see you.
The four officers involved were fired Tuesday. They say they were responding to a report about a forgery in progress. This is NPR News. Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is condemning a protest in which armed participants hanged him in effigy. Beshear says he will not bow to what he called a mob that's using fear and terror to force their will upon others. Sunday's rally at the state capitol was billed as the defense of constitutional rights, including the right to bear arms. The event drew condemnation from leaders of both political parties. The Turner Prize is Britain's premier honor for contemporary art, and in most years, this month, would have seen the announcement of the shortlist. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, like many art world events, this year's prize will look a little bit different.
Instead of one prize, this year's honors will be split among 10 artists. Each will receive £10,000, or roughly $12,000. They'll be announced next month. Normally, there would be an exhibition of the nominees, followed by a solo show for the winner. Alex Farquharson, director of the Tate Museum, which organizes the prize, said that because of the coronavirus pandemic, none of that was possible. Farquharson acknowledged that visitors to the museum will be disappointed, but he also noted in his statement, quote, "I think JMW Turner, who once planned to leave his fortune to support artists in their hour of need, would approve of our decision." Rose Friedman, NPR News, New York.
Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak says casinos in his state may reopen June 4th and that visitors from across the country are welcome. Sisolak says in-person religious services, however, must contain no more than 50 people, and those services may resume this Friday. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.